real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Okay, we're back in Honolulu. And last Saturday, the Kauai car show was just awesome. Really awesome. And we're going to do a trivia today. And the trivia is for a free auto checkup. Okay? So, and the trivia, let's start it early so people can get onto the computers and go find the answer. Now, I don't think this one is on the computer. When was the state capitol built? When was the state capitol built? Okay? Okay, so, anyway. The Kauai car show was excellent. They had cars that are so beautiful that hard to believe. But and sorry about the broadcasting from there with all the wind. It was really, really windy. Really windy. And if it was that windy today in Waikiki, Matilda on our trailer would have flown away. So she wouldn't be waltzing anymore. She'd be flying Matilda. Anyway. Phillips 66 gas on the mainland. For the regular, the 87 octane, is $2.55 a gallon. And the 89 octane is $2.85 a gallon. Okay, now they have E85, which is 85% ethanol. That there is $1.87 a gallon. Okay, so how is it that our politicians are saying that by adding in ethanol, it'll bring up the gas price? No, it brings it down, folks. So, but anyway, you go check it out. Okay? When was the state capitol built? Yeah. Okay, so anyway, let's move on. When you buy a new car and a used car, again, I'm going to remind you, because we're coming across a lot of folks that are buying cars where the VIN number doesn't match the registration. Okay? Check the VIN number with your registration. Another thing that's happening a lot of recently is engines damaging, especially on the older cars, from bad gas. Okay? Anyway, the gas to use today will be announced by Dean. Hopefully he calls in. Dean goes around and checks the octane. Free. His own money for you, the people. Okay? So, anyway, if you have a question or whatever, give us a call, 808-524-1080. Okay?
You know those cars on Kauai?
Mm-hmm.
Where do they take it to get it, like, fixed and stuff to bring it back to better condition? Because I'm sure, like,
oh,
some
you
of
mean
them
restore
were off.
It.
Yeah, how did they restore it?
Well, Harvey, my Anna, buys it like that.
Already restored.
Already restored.
But I'm sure some of the cars was already on Kauai, and they
had
to restore.
Buys it off on the mainland.
That's only Harvey, though.
Mm-hmm.
What about all those other people?
I think they do it too. Because I think 12 of them, 12 of them go to the hot August night in the end of August to Reno, Nevada, to see all those beautiful cars over there. They have about 6,000 cars. And that's how they get it.
Isn't there going to be like a race on the Outer Islands 4th of July weekend?
I think on Kauai, there is a 4th of July weekend race.
Like on the Big Island or somewhere, and then there's like some kind of car show where cars from the mainland are coming in, and then some of them are for sale because they don't want to take them back?
I never heard that. Where did you hear that from?
Somebody who wants to go to one of those, want to go to the car or racetrack or car show or something.
Hmm. They didn't say where.
I think they were going to go to Hilo.
Hilo? Okay. Well, maybe. I don't know. But you know the island of Kauai, the racetrack is the farthest out in the boonie.
Yeah, it's all the way on the other side of the island.
Yeah, it's like us driving to Kahuku. The old days. No, I don't think so. Pass on that.
Well, it seemed like when you used to drive out to Campbell Industrial.
Not as far as Kauai. Excuse me. Because Kauai, there's no freeway. It's all a little road. No, I don't think so. At least Maui is good because you go right around the corner, you back to the hotel. And same with the Big Island, you go right around the corner, you back to the hotel. But anyway, that's racing. Okay, so for those of you that did go to the Waikiki parade today, the Lions Club parade, there are lots and lots of people from all over the world there. And they have food booths at the Kapi'olani Park with foods from all over different countries. So if you're interested, take a drive over there. Don't ask where we're going to park, but take a drive over there. Taste some of the food from different countries. Okay? Okay. Lately, I'm seeing, and Bob sees it too, a lot of people tailgating. When you tailgate folks, you not only put yourself in danger of rear-ending the car in front of you, but most of all, the car in front of you is flipping pebbles onto your hood. So you get chips all over the front of your hood. So if you want to tailgate, that's fine. You beat up your front of your car. So I know who tailgates a lot because I see a lot of cars with chips on the hood. And that's how you get the chips from tailgating. Okay? You gotta slow down because you're gonna get there. Everybody's gonna get there. Just relax and drive safely. Too many crazy drivers. You should change your wiper blades at least once a year. At least. A lot of people don't change it for 3 years. Okay? Clean the wiper blades once a month with silicone spray. You spray silicone spray onto a napkin and wipe down your wiper blades. It'll clean off all the junk. The junk from the car in front of you, the exhaust, ends up on your wiper blades, your headlight lenses, and everything else.
Can you use that clay bar to wipe your windshields and windows on a car?
No, no, no.
Why not?
It'll scratch the window.
Wait, why would it scratch it, though? Why would it scratch the glass? It's like a clay that's smooth, right? Or is it because when the particles go on it, it'll
scratch? Yeah, the particles will scratch it. Yeah. And a lot of people think the glass is a lot harder than the paint. You know, it's really not, you know. Maybe before, 30 years ago, the glass was hard. Today, the glass, I don't know, for some reason, it's soft. And the windshields and everything is thinner than they used to be in the old days. I guess they make it thinner so that when your head hits it, you can go through it. So.
Yeah, but when like some kind of rock or stone flies on it, it cracks?
Easily. Yeah. Good for business. Anyway, break time.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my
boy. Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my boy.
Okay, we're back rolling again. How's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George. Rolling Bob's doing great. Let me ask you a quick question.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
When's the last time you went up to Kahuku?
That's not quick, Bob. That's ancient.
Okay, but I mean, when's the last time you went up there?
Maybe 20 years ago.
Long time ago?
Yep.
You gotta go up there. You know, Dave, the reason what I've been doing lately, like I went out to look at the rail,
mm-hmm.
and the people were protesting the windmills,
mm-hmm.
you won't believe how many windmills they got out there.
Really?
I mean, right, almost right into the middle of Kahuku Town. As soon as you get there, and they're giant. It's just amazing.
Ugly.
Yeah, and I'm going, what? And then so you drive around, you know, through Haleiwa,
mm-hmm.
and when you come back down the other side, there's more windmills.
Ugly.
They're going to cover the whole side with windmills.
So ugly.
And that's why the people are protesting. Like they said, we all want renewable energy, which really isn't, but I won't get into that. But, man. And you know what? Do the people out there, do they get free electricity?
Nope.
No, of course not.
Electric fire.
I'm telling you, if you go out there, folks, you will be amazed at. And what I'm trying to do lately is, you know, instead of just watching the news, if I can, when I get a chance, I go out to see what they're talking about. And I'm telling you, the pictures on TV don't do it justice. Those things got to be about 40, 50 feet high. And they're huge. And I was going, my goodness, I would be mad.
Cut them down.
Imagine in your backyard, all of a sudden one day, you look out and there's all these giant windmills that and a neighbor tells you, oh, that's okay, it's for the environment, don't worry. It's just amazing. So that's my tip, folks, if you get a chance. Oh, and my safety tip is, when you see a person in a rental car, they're a tourist. Give them a little extra space and be polite. Don't get anxious and honk at them and try to pack them, because we need them to come here. That's our economy.
Yeah, we need them to spend money here.
Right, and I see people so rude to them and cutting them off and, you know, trying to pass them. When I just see them, I just slow down and I go, have a good time. So when you go home, you say, man, the people over there are so nice.
Well, Bob,
you go visit.
You go call the mayor, and you tell the mayor that, because he told the policeman to tag the tourists on the beach.
For what?
For being there at midnight.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. That, you know...
They're not coming back, Bob.
You know, see, here's the problem, George. Thinking. Now, you're right. What they're trying to do is cut down on the homeless. But you can't pass a rule that's going to impact the tourists, right?
Well, if he had brains, he wouldn't have done it.
Right. You would have to go down there and talk to people and have some, you know, hey, folks, how you doing? How's everything?
Well, if he had brains, he would have canceled all the tickets. Forget it. To the tourists.
You know the bottom line is, right? You know what it's really about.
Yeah.
Money. It ain't about cleaning up the beaches or anything. It's about, how can we get some money?
He can get some money if he uses his brain, if he had any, to create activities.
Yes, exactly. Which, like, I've been saying for years, like racing.
That's right. You hit it right on the nail.
You could have auto racing. You could have a theme park.
Yep.
You could have, there's a bunch of things you could do. I'm telling you, people... And I know people get mad when I tell them this, but the days of people just coming to sit on the beach are over.
Mm-hmm.
People want too much more activity. And you're right. You've been saying for, what, 20 years about the Honolulu Grand Prix.
Yep.
And all these cities are at them, and it brings in millions of dollars.
Yep.
But, no, what do you do?
I even talked to Marcus Oshiro and several other politicians. And they look at me like a big question mark. Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I would do it. I would do it in a minute. But, of course, I don't have a budget. But anybody wants to put up the money, I'll do all the work.
Yep. No, so they want me to do everything.
Of course. That's how it is.
Yep.
You do it. And then when you do it, they'll all want to be part of it. Oh, wait a minute. I need in on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you arranged it, then the city would show up and go, oh, wait a minute, you got to
give me some
special tax, and you got to do this, and we got to do that, and you need to give me 20 tickets for my friends, and, anyway, I know I'm way over. So on that note, folks, take care of the tourists, because they take care of us, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
How are you?
I'm working with trying to get the whale sanctuary established.
Okay.
You know, that's from Diamond Head to Kauai Hoa Point. George, I bet you've never heard Port Lock called Kauai Hoa.
Nope.
Kauai. HOA.
It's known as Potluck.
Yeah. For all you hollies out there.
Yeah.
Or whoever. Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be a drag, you know, pretty dragged down kind of rumble. Because you got half the people, half the residents on this side want all that commercial activity the hell out of there, and let the whales and the honu and the porpoises and all every fish and everything just be left alone by all those noise making. I mean, George, I don't know if you've been out there, but it's like a circus out there.
I saw it.
I know,
it's terrible.
You know, I understand employment and this and that, but I don't know. You know, I'm sorry, but
you're running out of space.
That's what it is. And George, you know, I cannot apologize to Mr. Ski and Hawaii Kai, because I've been here way longer than him. Because I remember when there were no houses in Hawaii Kai, when it was all duck ponds.
Mm-hmm.
Before, and you do too, George.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when they had the five or six houses between the bridge when you first come to Hawaii Kai by the canoe house.
Mm-hmm.
On the left, they call it the Great Lawn. That's where Janai Wall wanted to build another food land. I remember those six god-awful pale, you know, pastel green houses.
Mm-hmm.
That were, you know, side by side that... And the people that lived, all we could ever think of was, God, what a wonderful place to live. They had nothing blocking their view, you know, looking out to the ocean.
That was the good old days.
Yeah, so that's why I like to call in, George, and talk a little bit, because I know you remember some of that stuff, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we'll see. Like I said.
Good thing we got to see it.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's not there no more.
It's all gone, and, mm-hmm. and people, you know, after us, George, they have no idea.
That's right.
How beautiful it used to be.
Yep.
I mean, really beautiful. So that's all I have, and thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Brian from Kapolei.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, George. Yeah, I heard that guy calling about the windmills, and it is crazy because, you know, these strict environmentalists, they don't want petroleum fuel, and then they want, so windmills were the answer, and next thing you know, they're killing birds, and
mm-hmm.
it looks ugly. It really looks ugly.
Yeah, the question I have for this state of Hawaii mm-hmm. is, are you going to destroy the beauty of Hawaii for that little cheaper electricity?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And you know, and we're living in the same state that doesn't want billboards, but yet they'll allow these huge monstrosities
yeah.
out there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. And about the racetrack, you know, I was an avid participant down at the old racetrack, and it was great. And, you know, the way it's developing around that area, if they don't do something soon, there's going to be so many homes around there that it'll be impossible to build. And we live on one of the major, you know, islands where it should be
mm-hmm.
utilized. And it's just crazy. It's just long, long due. And they got guys doing street racing, and they know it's wrong, but what else? I mean, that's their passion. What else are you going to do? They put speed bumps in the road down in Kapolei, and, I mean, not Kapolei, but Bowers Point, and, you know, at some point, it's like, you got to do something. If they did it now and made a good facility where everybody wanted, you know, like you said, it would generate income. And it would. Every weekend, it would generate. And then if they had major races, it would be huge. I mean, I don't know what the point is. It's like, we're screwed.
Yeah, it's because every politician has never, ever, ever been to a racetrack.
Yes, yes. Unless it would benefit them.
Yes.
And show their face for 20 minutes and then they don't know what the hell is going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But,
all about the money.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. It's really sad. But, anyway, that's just my two cents.
Okay.
I like your program, George.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Okay.
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Ski.
Aloha, George. I had to call you when Bob referred to me as a newcomer in Hawaii Kai. I admit, when I first came to the islands, there was no Hawaii Kai. It wasn't until the 60s and Kaiser started developing it. But I did live out here, moved out here since 63, so it's over 50 years,
mm-hmm.
and I've never seen a whale in the bay.
Me neither.
Plus the fact that if they push the sanctuary through, a lot of the boating facilities that go on are going to be curtailed. And one of the big things is we do have canals inside of Hawaii Kai that have to be dredged. And that's one of the things that they may put a stop to, that no dredging material going through the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get something from Hawaii Kai Marina Association, and I send a copy of it back, you know. But I've got a copy if you want next time I come down to your
place. Let me see it.
I'll do that.
Okay.
And, hello, Bob. And by the way, Bob, when were you born? How far back does he go?
They go back to the days of Kamehameha.
Well, okay. Well,
not that bad.
I know, George is being facetious.
I'm just playing.
I know, but like I say, he sounds young, but he sounds retired, so we might be about the same age.
Mm-hmm. He's still working.
Oh, then that young whippersnapper, I think I've been here longer than he was born.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay, joke, George. Oh! By the way, I asked you about George Campbell, not George Campbell, Bob Campbell. How well did you know him?
Who?
Bob Campbell. He used to race at Kahuku. I called you about a month and a half ago, and I was just wondering how well you knew him, or...
I don't know. Not Bob Campbell.
Well, he was an ex-Navy guy, and they used to have a sports car. I forget what kind it was, a fancy...
Yeah, Damien Farias is into the sports car stuff. I was into the quarter-mile drag
show. Oh, okay. Well, I was just wondering. Maybe Damien might know him. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'll make a copy of that stuff for you, and I'll bring it down and show you what it's,
okay.
What they're explaining.
Okay.
Okay. Aloha.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Mahalo.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, we have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Is the answer 1969?
Is that your final answer?
The only answer.
Hmm. You got it. You got it. I was going to say what month and what day, but...
March.
You got it.
March.
Okay. That's right. You got it. Fantastic. Okay. Give Wanda your information, and you got a free physical.
What does that mean?
Todd will check your car from bumper to bumper, roof to tire, and make sure everything is okay and let you know if it's bad or good. Because when you do safety checks, they do not do the thorough check, and that is really, really spooky, because there's so many cars that's on the streets today that is not up to spec. And in Oregon and a lot of other states on the mainland, 40 other states, the safety check is no longer there. The states got smart, not like Hawaii, and they put it on the car owner's responsibility to have the car checked every time they have the car serviced. So there's no expense to the state and no lawsuit coming against the state if there is a horrible accident. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Break time?
Yes, it's break time. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Find my 409.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-848-2884 or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Ever having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust? Call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And if you're interested in getting that fantastic raw purple motor oil, the HPS, you can get it at Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center also has the fantastic cleaner, the Degreaser 2000. Go good for everything you can think of in the house, in the car, everything.
Your laundry?
Yep, everything. Really good. Cresta Cleaning Center is located on Kapi'olani Boulevard, a couple doors away from McKinley Car Wash. Okay, so who do you have on the phone? Okay, on Kauai, if you want that Royal Purple HPS oil, you can get it from Harvey Maeda. Harvey also has ethanol and the electronic rustproofing device. Harvey's number on Kauai is 651-2813. 651-2813. I don't know why I'm saying that, because our radio station don't reach Kauai. We barely get to Waianae. Anyway, those of you on the computer, you can give Harvey Maeda a call. 651-2813. Okay? Okay, so give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080.
Okay, we have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George, thanks for taking my call. I was listening to the radio earlier on another radio station. It was talking about the bills that Governor Ige needs to sign before the end of the month. There's something about corn to be put in the fuel, the ethanol or something. Have you heard anything about that?
About what?
Corn. Using corn instead of sugar cane for ethanol.
You know, I'm sorry, excuse me, but you know all these, you know what I call them, politicians, they shoot them out of and everything with no brains between the two ears. Okay? When I was on Kauai, this guy, a professor, came up to me and questioned me about ethanol. And, you know, we ran around the table on that. And when he finally left, he admitted that he was wrong and I was right. Okay? And if you ask any chemist, any professor, they will tell you corn and sugarcane ethanol is exactly the same. It is not. It's not. It's like saying every wine is the same. Is it the same?
No.
Well, but if you talk to a chemist, they'll tell you that it's the same. But no, it's not. And ethanol is the same way. It is not the same. And that's why for a long, long time, NHRA would not approve ethanol as a fuel for drag racing. But now, they looked at it a different way, where they went on the status of Hawaiian sugarcane ethanol as being the best. And if you don't want to use that, then that's your tough, right? So that's why it's legal now. And that's the reason why a lot of the top fuel funny cars and all that are going quicker. Because they're using Brazil sugarcane ethanol.
Right.
And the ethanol we're using right now in Hawaii in the gas is Brazil sugarcane. And the reason he wants to go and say corn now, because they know they gotta use ethanol as an anti-knock, but the corn ethanol doesn't give you the mileage. They're not protecting the people's back. I mean, would you hire somebody into your business, your company, that's going to screw you over?
No.
Well, the people of Hawaii got to wake up. This is what's happening to the people.
And we have a sugar mill stay on Maui with sugar cane, so they could use that too.
Oh yeah, the molasses spill that we had at the harbor, that's what we make ethanol from. A and B don't want to make ethanol. They want to throw it away.
Yeah. Josh, thanks for the clarification.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. Okay.
Okay, we have Dot3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dot3 Dean.
Hey, so gotta give my weekly report. Shell still the best gas. Oil Shell get the best reading. The best reading is, yep. So that's why I just brought up my test for this week. But so far, really, I mean, of all the brands, only show do you have a chance of getting really top of the line, good quality gasoline out of all the brands here.
You know, Dean, yeah. I've talked to so many people about using the Shell V-Power 92 octane,
mm-hmm.
and so many people have a negative thinking that no, gas is gas and I'll use whatever. Yeah. They don't want to save money.
Yeah. And you know, there's a difference too. I have to frequently drive over to Poly at times, and what happens is that what a difference when I have Shell V-Power and mixed with ethanol. You know, the car is not as laborious as if I had just used straight gas or alternative brand.
Well, I don't know about what you're talking about because I haven't used gasoline in so many years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess what I mean is you're not going to find a better match than ethanol mixed with.
Yep, you're right. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the report.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay.
We have Kimo from Nu'uanu.
Hi, Kimo.
Hey, George.
What's up?
I got a couple quick questions. When you buy a brand new car, you pay sales tax.
Yes.
That same new car goes on a used car lot, you pay sales tax again?
Yes.
And again?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because you, the people of Hawaii, allow it.
Well, that's all over the country, unless you go Craigslist, eBay, sell it privately. Do you pay sales tax if you sell it privately?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
But I think you're supposed to.
Oh, I don't know if it's a gift. But they're cracking down on that, too.
It's really difficult to crack down on that because in California, they tried it, and they ask you, how much did you buy that car for? Are you going to tell them the truth? Oh, I paid 10 grand for the car when and paid a tax for that?
Yeah, oh. I know. Yeah, I know. Everybody goes low, right?
They say, I bought it for 500.
But even a gift, I think you have to pay tax on the gift now.
How much?
I don't know. It's crazy. It shouldn't, I don't know.
Yeah, because you see, our government has no brains on how to make money other than tax the people to death.
Yeah, that's what it is, I guess.
And if, and it's the biggest American word, if the people would look at the Constitution that was made by the forefathers, tax is voluntary, is not mandatory.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that, and people have...
Go read it. It's there.
Have failed to pay their property taxes and...
It's voluntary.
Whenever
you make something mandatory, that they have to pay, then it becomes communism and not a free world.
Oh. Hey, George, when I'm behind a muscle car, what is that rotten egg smell that comes out of the exhaust?
It's the catalytic converter.
No, on the muscle car, on the 70s that has no catalytic, just pure muscle.
No, from 75 up there.
No, from 68 to 71. Once in a while, I get behind and I can't even breathe. I don't know what.
Okay, they're adding in fuel additive. And what you're breathing is very deadly. What happened? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, what happened? What happened to my caller?
Huh? Oh, okay, I'm back, George.
Okay.
Yeah, that smell, what is that?
That is fuel additive. People are using fuel additive to bring up the octane so that it doesn't knock.
Oh.
But go to any place, any parts store, look at all the fuel additives. Read the back. It says highly poisonous.
Oh, okay, so they're using additives.
Yes, and EPA should make that illegal.
Okay, I called a aviation fuel place on Lagoon Drive, and they have 100 octane.
It's not 100 octane.
Yes, it is. Well, he claims it is.
It's
with
not.
With minimum lead, but he won't tell me the how much lead is in there.
No, it
because
is not 100.
Because the EPA is exempt from aviation. Military fuel can run whatever they want because that's not, it's not vehicle fuel.
Yeah, I tested that fuel.
You did?
Yes. It's 88.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Well, he claims it's 100 and it has to be for aviation.
Well, they chirp, 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 but if you tell them, show me.
Oh,
they
okay.
have no testing equipment to test what it is.
Okay, they're charging $10 a gallon for that. Gallon max.
No, it's not 100. It's not even close.
Really?
Yes, that's why that airplane in Hilo crashed. That single engine plane crashed because that fuel that he was running is supposed to be 100.
Right.
It was 88.
So nobody's even governing that part of it?
Nope.
They don't check nothing?
Nope.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Wow.
They don't care.
Oh, okay, George.
It's sad. It's really sad. The people in office supposed to be representing the people and not ripping the people off or putting the people in danger.
So when they put the stickers on the gas pump saying they tested it, it's fake. It's just a sticker.
You got it.
Oh, that's terrible.
They never ever tested octane in Hawaii, ever.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
So you got the best fuel there is?
Yep.
Guaranteed?
Guaranteed.
All right, because you check it, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, wow, George, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay, so anyway, you know, you gotta think, folks, you gotta think. Like Jesus was standing right next to you. You cannot do the things that's not right. And you know, if, and that's the biggest American word, if the politicians would do the job right and take care of the people, then it would be a better place. But anyway, I learned that because of this float that we did for break time.
Yes, it is. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my
4. Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Now, in the octane of the aviation fuel for that plane that crashed in Hilo, the single-engine plane, it was not water in the fuel. It was low octane. and water in the fuel will not cause the engine to knock. Low octane will cause it to knock and explode. So, anyway, whatever. Okay, who do we have?
We have Brian from Kapolei.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, George. You know, I hear you talk about the politicians and all that, and you know, they tell you get involved, and I did. My family and me got involved. This was years ago with the dune buggies being legalized under the special interest vehicle thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, we sat through, my kids went and made petitions, and we had thousands of signatures saying, yeah, we should be included in this and that. And we went through all the committee hearings and everything. We testified and whatnot. And there was not one senator or congressman that spoke against it. There was nothing against it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it passed, they eliminated the dune buggies, but they allowed the AC Cobras and the Speedsters and whatnot, which was basically the same bill because we combined them. And you know, and this was a rude awakening the way government works, because nobody contested it and they eliminated us. So we had to fight and call and call and call and say, wait, nobody eliminated us. And they just wrote us out of the bill through the legislative or the, I forget what committee. And it's like, wait a minute. Well, they just shafted everybody. I mean, the dune buggies, only the dune buggies.
That's how they do it all the time.
And it was unbelievable. I sat there and got so frustrated. I said, wait, where is one testament saying it shouldn't be legal? I mean, we're with the other group that combined the two bills. But it was a rude awakening. And there's another gentleman who says he takes claim that he got them legal and it's bogus, because me and my friends fought, said, no, we're not putting up with this. Because you guys, there was, show me something that said we don't belong. You know what I mean, basically.
You know why? It's because the politicians of today do not listen to what Abe Lincoln has said years ago.
Yes.
It's for politics, it's for the people, by the people, not by them.
Yep.
Tell them that. Wake them up.
It was unbelievable. I mean, I learned firsthand. Wait a minute, we did all of the right things. They want you to get involved, put bills forward and whatnot.
For nothing?
And it was bogus. It was so bogus. Yep. I mean, they just shafted. They did what they wanted to do, and they shafted us for some reason, and they couldn't give an explanation, so we fought and fought. And eventually, we got it through the same bill.
You got to get them out of office.
Yeah, exactly. I was really disgusted. You know, I had my family go down there, my little kids at the time, would hand out the flyers and stuff. You get involved.
Yep.
You get involved, and you get totally screwed, and it's like, and they couldn't give you an explanation why. Wait a minute, I was in those committee meetings.
Yep.
You know?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's unbelievable. They bullshit you, basically. Pardon the language, but anyway. I love your show, and I'll get off and listen. Right on.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, who's next?
I don't know what happened to Rob. Aina Rob.
Oh. Aina Rob. He went out to the beach. Anyway. That's the same thing that happened with the bill 171 on eliminating ethanol from the gasoline. There was everything in there against eliminating ethanol from the gasoline, but they went ahead and did it anyway. It's going to be eliminated in December. Anyway. Oh, frustrating. What do you do?
Did they say what they're replacing it with?
Nothing.
So what are we going to do to make our cars?
I don't know. Damage engines, then we see. Okay? Anyway, that's the clue for us to get along. So I'd like for all of you to take care of each other. Drive carefully. And stop the windmills, because they kill precious birds. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
Patient to massacre victims,